East Coast residents have also suffered through an unusually blustery and long winter this year. Just ask commentator Marion Winnick, who lives in Pennsylvania.
Snow, ice, school closings, rock salt, mud, marooned vehicles, outrageous heating bills, piles of wet mittens, and even a basement flood to celebrate the one day over 40 degrees. These have been the main elements of my life since December. Today, my personal savior, the woman who usually comes in to help me clean once a week, made it up the driveway for the first time in a month. She informs me that the Farmer's Almanac is calling for another big one. The old almanac has been on the money this year, causing constant lines at the grocery store as people stock up on canned goods and batteries. Code Red and Y2K got nothing on the specter of 3 feet of snow. Supposedly, predictions help you plan, but they're rarely accurate enough to base a decision on. For example, back in December, a friend and I spent hours strategizing about when to leave for the airport, then ended up driving in the blizzard at 5 a.m. anyway, only to arrive and find all flights delayed until that night. But I got a record out of it, I think. I must be the only person who has read Nancy Mitford's biography of Edna St. Vincent Millay in a single sitting. During an implacable winter of the sort we are having, records and predictions are extremely important, much as they are in televised sports. For example, no football fan watched the recent NFC playoffs without knowing that Green Bay had never lost a playoff game at home, and Tampa Bay had never won one played at a temperature under 40 degrees. So, did the stats give an accurate prediction? No, but those numbers did increase our sense of what the Floridians were up against, just as knowing that we were 1 inch from the February record for snow since 1892 filled central Pennsylvanians with zest for living late last month. The fact is, even when you know your odds, you still have to plow grimly on. I'm sure I could have used a verb other than plow there, but I can't think of one. After all, look at what happened to Tampa Bay, whose wins not only against Green Bay, but against the Raiders in the Super Bowl showed that even the best information about the past is no predictor of the future. But wait, what does that mean for the 100% record of the annual arrival of spring? I think it means I should move to Tampa.
Marion Winnick is weathering the rest of winter in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.